Dear Aurovillians, dear newcomers, dear guests, dear volunteers, good morning and hi to everyone else who is listening to us. Today is Thursday, 13th of October, and here in Auroville, partly sunny morning on 25 degrees Celsius. And the weather forecast for today says times of sun and clouds and partly cloudy over the night. Chance on thunderstorm is on 8% and temperatures will be ranging from low 26 to high 33 with heat index on 37 degrees Celsius, which means it's gonna be warmer than yesterday. Winds from north at 5 km per hour with occasional gusts on 11 km per hour. Moon is waxing gibbous, visible on 87%, and full moon on 16, it will be in Aries. It will showcase twine of poignant emotional sensitivity and impassionate ardor. Every full moon marks an energetic peak which shines a bright beam on whatever coming full circle in our life, highlighting culminations, realizations, manifestations in the world of five senses. But full moon also acts like a catalyst or for emotional release, like cathartic doorways that cleans up energetic obstruction, breaking the dams of our inner constraints. This is especially true in the case of full moon, supermoon occurring in the most impulsive, action-oriented of the signs, triggering a chemical reaction between the lunar dimension of feelings and the proactive martial impetus. The very goddess rears her head, demanding to be seen, acknowledged, and honored. Cardinal quality of Aries, the first sign of the zodiac and the most individualistic one, I am, is Aries' motto. Its energy is self-directed, as this sign represents the separation of the individual consciousness from the source and the subsequent formation of a personal identity. People under this full moon will feel compelled to reenact this archetypal process, taking a stand, asserting themselves and claiming their power. But let us see what's going on in the city of Dawn. Today we can listen to the true stories of volunteers at 6 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, and it's gonna be about alternative energy projects in Orville. Tony Rade, a French engineer volunteering in Sacred Groves, will present the different projects he has involved in. He will explain you how to make a generator work with old frying oil, how to regenerate batteries, how to use a cycle to charge your phone, how to wash your clothes, and much more. Volunteers' input is contributing a lot to Orville units. Their enthusiasm and energy bring progress and creative solutions in many areas, so Savi is happy to share with the community the beauty of their involvement. Within the Peace Month, tomorrow at 5 p.m. we can see presentation on Latin American Journey made last year by Anandi, and on Saturday 16 October at Unity Pavilion at 4:30 p.m. poetry reading and more for peace with Troubadours and the World Poetry Movement. And they has invited poets from all over the world, and already 50 countries are going to join at this month of peace. Within Zero, Auroville Conversations, as every Thursday, today at 3:30 p.m. at our service office in Town Hall on the second floor, we can listen to Pushkar, and he will be talking about exploring inspiration. Within Bhavishyate, in Sri Aurobindo Center of Studies, India and the World, at Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India International Zone, they are preparing an introduction into integral psychology of Sri Aurobindo. Otherwise, there are two big events which are coming up at the end of this month. One is Light and Asian Food Festival, Human Unity in Diversity, on 29th of October, and that would be second Light and Asian Food Festival with a theme of Human Unity in Diversity, and they're looking for people who would like to volunteer to have this event happen. You can contact Moite on 852-391-5031. And on the other side, the Youth Link with apprenticeship and internship program. They're preparing the big event and they call it Pro Skills Launch Event. That would be the Orville apprenticeship program, inviting the entire community to the launch of the Pro Skills. And that would be a night of fun, food and community, and it would be on 28th of October, Friday, at Visitor Center. Starting with the delicious meal prepared by the Pro Skills Government cooking class and continue with Pro Skill Variety Show. It would be a presentation of a variety of short performances of skills that include public speaking, juggling, hip-hop, social media, circus, mime, professional presentation, dance, capoeira, and more. And it's also internship opportunities, because the evening will present internship opportunities for people who look to accelerate their training on the job. So if you got any questions or you would like to join, even become a trainer for the aspiring youth, you can call Jesse on 948-662-3749. But before these two big events, Pondicherry University is preparing Accessible Pondicherry, a step towards an inclusion on 21st of October in Convention Center in Pondicherry University. India has estimated 70 million disabled people. Most of them remain confined to their homes due to the complete lack of accessible infrastructure. Any attempt to travel, enter buildings, park shops can be impossible, unsafe or humiliating. They therefore remain unseen, unheard, unaccounted, rightly called an invisible minority. The Disability Act, Equal Opportunities, Protection of Rights and Full Participation, was passed by the Indian Parliament in 1995, and the Act mandates non-discrimination in transportation and the built environment. However, there has not been much progress so far on these aspects in India. Access and accessible refer to the freedom of choice to enter, approach, communicate or make use of a situation or environment without assistance and undue difficulties. So keeping the above in mind, Satya Special School is organizing a workshop on Accessible Pondicherry, a step toward an inclusion, on 21st of October at Convention Center in Pondicherry University. And the objectives of the workshop are create awareness on accessibility among various stakeholders, current status on accessibility in Pondicherry, roadmap towards an inclusive Pondicherry. At Cinema Bharat Nivas, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. they will screen Ashes and Diamonds, directed by Andrzej Warda and was made in Poland in 1958. At Eco Film Club in Sadana Forest, also tomorrow at 7 p.m. we can see I Have Seen the Earth Change, Jordan, made in 2010 and directed by Sylvie Bergerot and Eric Robert. At Visitor Center Movie Show tonight at 8 p.m. they will screen Captain America Civil War, made in 2016, directed by Anthony Russo. And tomorrow X-Men Apocalypse, also made in 2016, and it's a science fiction action adventure and was directed by Bryan Singer. Otherwise, the Film Fest and Dialogue, Restoring Connection, it's coming up on Monday and it will be going on between Monday to Saturday between 17th to 22nd of October at Cinema Paradiso with 12 films and more, with 2 screenings a day at 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. with dialogue space and refreshments, and detailed program follow next week. At Cinema Paradiso tomorrow at 5 p.m. French Pavilion present Eyes and the Sky, directed by Luc Jacques. Otherwise, at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see French drama The Measure of a Man, made in France in 2015 by director Stephanie Brise. On Saturday, international drama Romance Julieta, made in Spain in 2016 and directed by Pedro Almodóvar. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. musical Bugsy Malone, made in UK in 1976 and directed by Alan Parker. And later on at Federico Fellini Film Festival, we will see the famous La Dolce Vita, or Sweet Life, made in Italy in 1960, and of course directed by Federico Fellini. And Amanda wrote, O Lord, Eternal Master, enlighten us, guide our steps, show us the way towards the realization of Thy law, towards the accomplishment of Thy work. Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on orvilleradio.org.